नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवम्। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 8। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। ओम नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय। नमस्ते जस तेजसे आविर्भव वज्रनख वज्रदंष्ट्र कर्माशयान् रंदय रंदय तमो ग्रस ग्रस ओम स्वाहा। अभयम् अभयम् आत्मनि भूयिष्ठा। ओम श्रौं Synonyms: Om, O Lord. Namah, my respectful obeisances. Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narasimhaya, known as Lord Narasimha. Namah, obeisances. Teja, Tejase, the power of all power. Avih avir bhava, please be fully manifest. Vajranaka, O you who possess nails like thunderbolts. Vajradamshtra, O you who possess teeth like thunderbolts. Karmashayan, demoniac desires to be happy by material activities. Randaya, Randaya, kindly vanquish. Tamah, ignorance in the material world. Grasa, kindly drive away. Grasa, kindly drive away. Om, O my Lord. Swaha, respectful oblations. Abhayam, fearlessness. Abhayam, fearlessness. Atmani, in my mind. Bhuishtha, may you appear. Om, O Lord. Shraum, the bij or seed of mantras offering prayers to Lord Narasimha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narasimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Please repeat. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narasimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth, just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 4:22-39, Sanat Kumar speaks the following words to Maharaj Prithu. Yatpad pankaja palasha vilasa bhaktya karmashayam gratitamudgrathayanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo yatayo piruddha shroto ganastamaranam bhajavasudevam. Devotee is always engaged in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet, can very easily become free from hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, though they try to do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Every living being within this material world has a strong desire to enjoy matter to his fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another, and thus his strongly fixed fruitive desires continue. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure bhakti, devotional service, as follows. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktiruttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Unless one is completely freed of all material desires which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Narasimhadev, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desire. Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means a soft cushion or bed. Materialistic persons always try to make the body comfortable, and for this they require huge amounts of gold. Thus Hiranyakashipu was the perfect representative of materialistic life. He was therefore the cause of great disturbance to the topmost devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, until Lord Narasimhadev killed him. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Narasimhadev, as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Before beginning Srimad Bhagavatam, it is always very nice to offer obeisances to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says, is the literary incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sanatana Goswami says, is that Lord Krishna who has returned back for us in Kali Yuga. Although he had left this planet in Dwapar Yuga, but he came back for us in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. In Krishna Leelastav, Sanatana Goswami glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam by calling it Sarva Shastrabdi Piyusha. In the great ocean of so many literatures which are there in this material world, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Piyusha, or the nectar which has been churned. Just like the demigods and demons churn nectar from the ocean, similarly from all the literatures that have been produced in this world, Srimad Bhagavatam is the condensed churned nectar. Sarva Vedaika Satphala. It is the one true fruit of the Vedic literature. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya. It is decorated with all types of Siddhantas, which are favorable for devotional service towards the Lord. Sarva Loka Ika Drik Prada, and it provides true vision to all the planets within this world. Sarva Bhagavata Prana, it is the life of all the devotees. Srimad Bhagavata Prabho, O my Lord Srimad Bhagavatam, Kali Dvanta Udita Aditya, you have come just to destroy the darkness caused by Kali Yuga. Shri Krishna Parivartita, indeed you are that same Lord Krishna who has returned back for us. Paramananda Pathaya, in your recitation there is joy, supreme joy. Prema Varshaksharayate, and in every word prema is dripping, love for Krishna is dripping. Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya, and at all times you are to be served by everyone. Shri Krishnaya Namostume, O Lord Krishna, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my obeisances to you. Madaika Bandho, my only friend. Mat Sangi, my companion. Mad Guru, my guru. Man Mahadana, my great treasure. Man Nistaraka, my deliverer. Mad Bhagya, my good fortune. Madananda, my happiness. Namostute, my obeisances to you. Asadhu Sadhuta Dai, to one who is asadhu or not a saintly person, Srimad Bhagavatam gives sadhuta, or Srimad Bhagavatam bestows saintliness. Ati Nich Uchchatakara, to a person who is Ati Nich, who is very fallen, Uchchatakara, it gives elevation. Hanamuncha Kadachin Mam, O Srimad Bhagavatam, never leave me. Premna Hrit Kantha Yospura, with love always reside in my throat and heart. This is what Srila Sanatana Goswami prays in his Krishna Lila Stav. We should offer prayers daily to Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the choices prayers should be offered. Name of the chapter is The Residents of Jambudvip Offer Prayers. So the entire chapter is about offering prayers. And in this chapter we can learn how different devotees are offering different prayers. Especially this particular prayer is being offered by Prahlad Maharaj. If we can see in this particular verse, dedicated to Lord Narsingadev, this Omkar has come three times. Omkar has come three times. One in the beginning, one in the middle, and one in the end. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says in 7.8 that Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi shashishuryaho pranava sarva vedeshu shabdha khe paurusham drashu. Pranava sarva vedeshu, in all the Vedas I am pranav. This pranav means omkar. So wherever this om is present, it means that it is a representative of Lord Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This, from this omkar, all the Vedas have come. And wherever Vedic statements are to be found, they are always found along with this omkar. Pranavah sarva vedeshu. So indeed, it seems from this verse that whatever prayers are being offered by Prahlad Maharaj, these are indeed Vedic prayers. Srila Sridhar Swami says here that Tejasam api Tejase, you are the great effulgence amongst all effulgences in this material. In the material world there are many effulgences which are caused by different objects. For example, fire causes effulgence. For example, light causes effulgence. But Tejas Tejase, you are the effulgence amongst all the effulgences. He says, Avir Avi Prakato Bhava. These two, twice, everything is being said twice. Randaya, Randaya, Grasa, Grasa, Avir Avir Bhava. Abhayam Abhayam Bhuishtha. So this twice is being said to beseech the Lord again and again. Please appear, Avir Avir Bhava. Karmashayan, and Karmashayan means this karma vasana. Sridhar Swami says karma vasana means the deep-rooted desire to perform fruitive activities, especially material desires. Karmashayan randaya randaya. Kshraum, this is a Narsingha Beej. This is called as Narsingha Beej, Kshraum. It is an ancient book, it is called as Beej Kosh. In Beej Kosh, all the beejas or seeds are for all the deities are compiled together. So Beej Kosh, it says that Beejam Devasya Murtirhi Tat Smriteh Sa Prasidati. This Beej is in fact the deity of that particular Lord. So this Kshraum in this particular verse is a deity of Lord Narsingadev. And through this particular Beej, the Lord Himself is present in that verse. Just like we say, Om Apavitra Pavitrava Sarva Vasthan Katopiva Yasmaret Pundari Kaksham Sabaya Bhyantara Shuche. And to fulfill that we say Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Because by saying Shri Vishnu we have fulfilled the purpose of that verse. Yasmaret Pundari Kaksham, one who remembers Lord Pundari Kaksha, Sabaya Abhyantara Shuche. He is internally and externally purified. So to fulfill the purpose of that verse, we go ahead and say Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. So that our purpose of speaking the verse is fulfilled. Similarly, in this verse he says, Avir, Avir Bhava, please appear, please appear. And in the end he says, Kshraum, which means Lord Narsingadev personified has appeared after speaking that verse. So not even a single utterance of the verse will go useless. In this Beej Kshraum, Lord Narsimha Dev is personally present. He also says, Maharogadyupadrave esya japo jhatiti siddhi. If somebody is suffering from Maharog, a big disease, or Upadrav means big troubles like famine, war, pestilence, etc. If they chant this, then jhatiti siddhi, immediately they will attain siddhi and they will be protected from their particular troubles. So this particular prayer is being offered by Prahlad Maharaj. As devotees, we should also offer prayers to the Supreme Lord. In the nine processes of bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, this offering prayers falls under the category of Kirtanam. Sometimes we think that it may fall in the category of Vandanam. But Vandanam is actually offering obeisances. Offering prayers is under the category of Kirtanam. So we should always offer our respectful prayers to the Lord. And the exact term for prayer is called as Vigyapti. Vigyapti means disclosure. Disclosing something to the Lord. So this is Vigyapti. So we should, when we offer our prayers, we are offering Vigyapti. Like one of the songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur is Ishta Deve Vigyapti. Ishta Deve Vigyapti. Prayers unto the Supreme Lord. So similarly, we should also offer prayers. But prayers are of three types. Srila Rupa Goswami says prayers are of three types. He says that these prayers are called as Samprarthanatmika, Dainya Bodhika and Lalsamai. Three categories of prayers. All the prayers that have been offered by the Acharyas, they fall in these three categories. Samprarthanatmika, Dainya Bodhika, Lalsamai. Samprarthanatmika means, Srila Rupa Goswami explains, that it is for praying for getting attached to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, especially those devotees who want to improve in their devotional service, who wish to get real attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord. He recommends that this Samprarthanatmika type of prayers should be done. He gives an example of this. He says, Yuvatinam yatha yuni, yunam cha yuvatau yatha, mano biramate tadvan, mano biramatam tvai. Yuvati nam yatha yuni, just like the mind of a young girl is engaged in the mind of a young boy. Yunam cha yuvatau yatha, and just like the mind of a young boy is engaged in the mind of a young girl. Mano abhiramate tadvan. Similarly, just like their minds are attracted to each other, mano abhiramatam tvai. Similarly, O Lord, let my mind be attracted to you. This is a prayer of the first category, samprarthanatmika. Second is dainya bodhika. Dainya bodhika means the Lord is towards the Lord we express our feelings of humility. Dainya bodhika, through which one expresses his humility. So Srila Rupa Goswami says, matulyo nasti papatma na paradhi cha kaschana parihare pi lajjame kim bruve purushottam. Matulyo nasti papatma. O Lord, there is no sinner like me. Matulyo nasti papatma. Na aparadhi cha kaschana. And there is no aparadhi. There is no offender like me. Parihare pi lajjame. I am ashamed even to speak what I have done in the past. Parihare pi lajjame. I am ashamed even to speak. Kim bruve purushottama. What should I say? I am just offering these prayers to you. In this way, the devotee prays. Dainya bodhika. Finally, lalsamai. Lalsamai means aspiring for transcendental situation in the spiritual world. Therefore, example given by Rupa Goswami is, kadaham yamuna tire namani tava kirtayan udvashpaha pundari kaksha rachayishyami tandavam. Kadaham yamuna tire. When will it happen? Yamuna tire, that on the banks of Yamuna. Namani tava kirtayan, I'll chant your holy names. Udbashpaha pundarikaksha with a choked throat. Rachayishyami tandavam. I'll create a great furor. I'll roll in the dust. When will it happen? So these are the three categories of prayer. Samprarthanatmika, Dainya Bodhika and Lalasamai. We should always, everybody should have this collection of stavas or slokas which should be their personal favorite. And they should always come and recite it in front of the Lord. This is also described by Srila Rupa Goswami. He says that stav part means reciting choicest prayers, because he is known as Uttama Shlok. Therefore, he should be offered Uttam Shlok. He should be offered Uttam Shlok because he is Lord Uttama Shlok. So stav part is one of the essential ingredients. Srila Rupa Goswami glorifies stav part and says that Shri Krishna stavaratnau ghair yesham jivva tvalankrita namasyam muni siddhanam vandaniya divaukasam. Shri Krishna stavaratnau ghair, those whose throats are decorated with various verses which are glorifying Lord Krishna, they are praised even by these munis and siddhas, and the demigods are always offering prayers to them. He also says, Stotrai stavascha devagre yah stauti madhusudanam sarva papa vinirmukto vishnu lokam avapnuyat. So one who in front of the Lord offers his choicest prayers, he is freed from all sins and he attains Vishnu lok. All these things are described in Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu. There are 64 items of devotional service, as Srila Prabhupada has said. And these offering prayers and offering choicest verses, these are two parts or two items out of those 64 items. So it's very essential that we should offer prayers. Secondly, when offering prayers, Srila Prabhupada has given one instruction in the purport. He has quoted one verse saying, Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadyanavritam anukulyana krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. He has quoted this verse. While praying, we should be careful that not to offer prayers which are inflicted with the desires for karma, or which are inflicted with the desires for jnana. Now what will happen if we offer prayers like that? What will happen is that our inclinations will become strong for those particular activities. Lord Krishna has said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Muktim dadati karhichit smana bhakti yogam, 11th canto. I will give mukti, but bhakti I will not give very easily to anyone. And what to speak of material enjoyment? If my devotee wants material enjoyment, definitely he can have it. Mukti, definitely he can have it. But bhakti yoga, I give very rarely. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has said one of the characteristics in of bhakti is sudurlabha. It's very rare to be attained. It's not attained very easily. In the Upanishads it said, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo, Na Medhayana Bahuda Shrutena, Yam Eva Isatena Vrunate Tena Labhyas, Tesyesha Atma Vivrunate Tanuswam. Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo, his bhakti is not attained by so many pravachans or attending so many lectures. Na Medhaya, not by one's intelligence. Na Bahuda Shrutena, not by hearing from different authorities or different literatures. Yam evaisha vrinite, one whom Lord Krishna personally selects, tena labhyas, to that person bhakti comes. Tasaiva atma vivrinite tanuswam, to such a person Lord Krishna gives, demonstrates his form. Lord Krishna shows himself. Rest everybody, they become happy by karma and jnana. They think that this is the goal of life. It's very nice. Krishna maybe is not very practical to try to see him. So, you know, it's better to do our work, karma, or it's better to just study, jnana. And maybe one day in a future life, whenever it is possible, I'll be able to see Krishna. But that's not how pure desires are. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Anyabhilashita Shunyam. Aim for the topmost. You aim for the topmost. Just like it said that, better to have loved and lost rather than never have loved at all. So better to have tried and failed rather than have never tried at all. So the devotee should always aspire to attain this situation. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukolyana krishna nu shilanam bhakti ruttama. While this is the definition of bhakti which Srila Rupa Goswami gives. And while giving a definition of bhakti, he says, I'll not give a definition of just bhakti, I'll give a definition of uttama bhakti. Anukolyana krishna nu shilanam bhakti uttama. Bhakti is a lady, striling, therefore she is not uttam, she is uttama. Lady means she will have visheshan, which is or adjective, which is feminine adjective. So uttama bhakti. Just like when you somebody goes to visit a construction site where somebody is building a new project, they have a sample flat. And you ask them, please show us the sample flat, then you will be shown the best flat. You will not be shown a flat which is broken. So what is bhakti? So you will be given the example of best type of bhakti. Anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. This may not be seen always in all types of devotees. But every devotee should aspire to have pure devotional service. It's not a vague goal which is far away in the sky. We should all yearn laulyam eva mulyam. Till the last breath of our life we should yearn that let me attain pure devotional service. What is pure devotional service for us, for devotees of Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya? Pure devotional service is Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramyaka Chidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Premapumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradara napara Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas. Our Aradhya Bhagavan, our worshipable Lord, is Vrajeshatanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Tad dham vrindavanam, and our dham is Vrindavan dham. Ramya kachid upasana vrajavadhu, and that upasana, that worship which was conceived by the vrajavadhus or gopis, that is our worship. Vargena vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. And what is the proof of all this? Srimad Bhagavatam. Prema Pumartho Mahan. And the topmost Purushartha is not Dharma, Artha, Kam or Moksh. The topmost Purushartha is Prem. Prema Pumartho Mahan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam. This is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tatra dara napara. We don't care about what anybody else is. This is our line. And this is what we should be aspiring for. This is what separates us. This is what distinguishes us and makes our process so special. Sometimes devotees say that it's difficult to remember these verses, especially those who are not. Some people say that my memory is very weak, so I can't remember these verses. But in my humble opinion, that's merely one sort of an excuse, because so many things which we have heard around us, we have memorized in our life. So many songs which we have heard, we have memorized. It's only hearing once or twice we have memorized. And even in the temple, when we have become devotees, so many shlokas we have already memorized. Just, ask any devotee, speak the first two words. Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Yuta, Padakamalam, Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha. So this entire long prayer, all the devotees know in ISKCON. So we should all always try to memorize more and more prayers. Those people who don't recite prayers, Te marty loke mrigascharanti. Those who don't recite prayers to the Supreme Lord, they are a big load on the surface of this planet. And they are, in human form of life, they are just like animals who are wandering here and there. And they can't relish anything. Bhakti means we should be able to relish something. Everybody is performing bhakti because in the end we'll be able to relish. But bhakti is not relishing in the end. Bhakti is relishing in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. Anandam budivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadhanam. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamaha davagni nirvapanam shreyo kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandambudhivardhanam pratipadam. Anandambudhivardhanam pratipadam. Every step the joy is increasing. Purnamrita swadhanam. Until you have experienced full ecstasy. And every step the joy increases. Therefore it's very essential. Devotees should put faith in the process and try to aim for the highest. Srila Prabhupada used to say, it's like aiming for killing the rhinoceros. Killing the rhinoceros, it's a famous proverb, which means that somebody says, I went to kill the rhinoceros, I am going to kill the rhinoceros. If he fails also, no problem, people will glorify him. At least you made the attempt to kill a rhinoceros. And if he passes, then he'll have huge success. Therefore, this bhakti is sudurlabha. It's very difficult to attain. But everybody should try their best. the path of bhakti, what Srila Rupa Goswami has given and what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, this is something which has not been ever given before. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitum unnatojvala rasa svabhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitah sada hridaya kandare sphuratu va shachinandanah. Anarpita charim chirat, for a long time this was not offered. What was not offered? This process of worshipping Lord Krishna in the mood of the gopis is not offered for a long period of time. Karunaya, out of his compassion, avatirnah kalau, he has appeared in Kali Yuga. Samarpitum unnat ujwal rasa, he has given this unnat ujwal rasa, swabhakti shriyam, in the form of his own devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day is coming near, we should always try to meditate upon these verses. As a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what does it mean for us? What has Chaitanya what speciality has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought in our lives? Nobody becomes special to us unless he or she has some very good contribution in our lives. So we should also try to understand what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution in our personal lives. On the path of devotional service, we may meet many people who are not faithful. They don't have full faith that we will be able to attain this goal. But we should have the capacity to neglect them. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Ajyo sya shraddha dhanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokosti naparo na sukham samshayatmana. This samshayatma, doubtful person, vinashyati, he immediately perishes. He can't get any good sadhu, he can't get any good association, he is always entangled for mental speculation. How to please Krishna? I will learn by my experience how to please Krishna. What I learned from my experience, that is much better. What acharyas have written, that's okay. It's for a time which has long passed. So close that chapter and I'll write the new chapter, how to please Lord Krishna. When all the steps have been described in detail by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the only thing which we have to do is follow these steps. Just we have to follow. They have even, I should go to the extent of saying, spoon fed us all the shlokas which we should recite. All the shlokas which should be recited, they have already been spoon fed. If you are feeling lowly and you want to express your humility, so this is one prayer. If you want to pray to Lord Krishna, please give me your mercy, this is the prayer. And Narottam Das Thakur has made entire songs out of it. Day and night you keep singing. Some people are addicted to singing, so day and night you keep singing. You see. All facilities are available. Still one who does not have faith. Definitely, samshayatma vinashyati. They will be cheated. Vinashyati means they will fall from their goal. They will consider karma or jnana as superior. They will think that this working in the material world is much better. Or acquiring knowledge, being good to others, ordinary goals of life, achievable goals of life, these are much better. This prema who has seen, whether I'll be able to achieve or not. Whether I'll be able to achieve or not, this question mark is a samshay. Therefore, better to have loved and lost, rather than have never loved at all. Better to have tried one's best to attain Lord Krishna, rather than have failed like the person who is doubtful. Doubtful surely will fail. There is no doubt about it. Nayam lokosti naporo. In this world there is no chance for him. Naporo. In the next world there is no chance for him. Na sukham. And they can't attain any happiness because they are samshayatmana, doubtful souls. So in this way, anukulyana krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama. When we are offering prayers to the Lord, anukulyana, Krishna se anukul, that which is favorable to Krishna. Jiva Goswami says, Krishnasya rochamana pravritti, that which will be very delightful for Lord Krishna. These are the types of desires we should have. Krishnasya rochamana pravritti. Initially, not all devotees may be able to have such desires. So Jiva Goswami says, okay, when you are starting your devotional service, whatever desires you have, you do arop. Arop means you include Lord Krishna in them. This is called as arop siddha bhakti. Arop siddha bhakti means whatever material desires you have, along with those desires, dedicated to Krishna. Yat kritam yat karishyami yat karomi janardana tatvayaiva kritam sarvam tvameva phalabhuk bhavet. Yat kritam, whatever I did. Yat karishyami, whatever I will do. Yat karomi, whatever I am presently doing. Janardana, O Lord, tatvayaiva kritam sarvam, everything for you. Tvameva phalabhuk bhavet. You only accept the fruits. Good fruits or bad fruits, whatever. Tvameva phalabhuk bhavet. You can digest all fruits. So you accept the fruits. This is also given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Kayena vacha manasendriyairva buddhyatmana vanusrita svabhavat karomi yat yat. Karomi yat yat. He doesn't say karomi yat punyam or karomi yat papam. He says karomi yat yat. Whatever I do, sakalam parasmai narayana yeti samarpayetat. Krishna also says yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi yad asi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. He doesn't say yat punyam karoshi. Yat karoshi. Whatever you do. The Jiva Goswami asks, what if the devotee is doing sinful activities? So Jiva Goswami gives the answer saying that even if a devotee is by his previous habits engaged in sinful activities, the devotee in his heart feels guilty about it. But at the same time, seeing that he has no other recourse, he is weak in his heart, not yet strong enough. So, the progressing devotee says, oh my dear Lord, yuvatinam yatha yuni yunam cha yuvatau yatha mano bhi ramate tadvan mano bhi ramatam tvai. Just like the mind of a young boy is attached to the mind of a young girl, and just like the mind of a young girl is attached to the mind of a young boy, similarly, let my mind be attached to you. Yat kritam yat karishyami yat karomi janardana tatvayaiva kritam sarvam tvameva phalabhuk bhavet. Whatever I have done, whatever I'll do, and whatever I am doing is all dedicated for you. You please accept the fruits. This is one very important part for devotees who are progressing. One should learn to dedicate everything to Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, every action has a good part and a bad part. There is no action which you will say that which is purely bad. There is no action which you will say is purely good. So my dear Lord, please neglect my faults and please accept whatever is good in my actions. This is the mood of a devotee. Especially a progressing devotee. And this is the way because by offering such prayers repeatedly, one gets bhakti. And once one gets bhakti, then one overcomes these faults. So this is the way of training one's mind. This is the way of offering prayers to the Lord, so that one may become fixed, firmly fixed in the service of the Lord. Samprarthanatmika Dainya Bodhika Lalsamai. Just like Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Radha Krishna Pranamora Jugal Kishore. So he is praying for a transcendental situation. That is Lalsamai. And he says, Hari Hari Vifale Janama Go Ainu. So it's Dainya Bodhika. So different types of prayers are to be found. And we should learn, categorize those prayers. According to our situation, we should pray. Alright? Srila Prabhupada Ki Nidai Gaur Premanande. Panchakal Padur Bhasi Kripa Sundi Dev Chipati Dhanapavani. So any comments, questions or criticism? Yeah. Mike.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very elaborately you explained how prayers is very, very important for a sadhakas. Prabhuji, my question is that as for practicing Krishna consciousness from last 7-8 years, but still we have, while praying, we read some, you know, Kunti's prayers or some other Acharya's prayers in front of deities. And that particular time only we get some kind of, you know, humility and what. Afterwards, once we prayers is finished, the mode is like again three modes of nature is acting. So what exactly to remain, continue that mood, what Acharya's has sung. So what we have to focus in our life for that.
So, in the beginning it's difficult to recite prayers because of our restrictions. Memory is limited. We are not really very much interested. It's just like a person who is forced by his friend to go and drink. He doesn't want to drink. First time somebody drinks alcohol, they don't want to drink. Gradually, when suddenly one day they get the taste. Then throughout the day, 24 hours, they are thinking about when I will go and in the evening I will have one pack of drink and I will be happy. So this is what we should do. Gradually by offering prayers, we should learn to swing with the mood of the prayers. And when that happens, 24 hours when we are trying to offer prayers to the Lord, then our situation will be solved. Solution ye hai ki puri tarah se sharabi ho jao acche se sab, huh? Lord Krishna's holy name is like one intoxicating wine. So drink it. Muhura ho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. All drinkers of the world, come together. We'll have a big party and Muhura ho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. Alright. Anybody else? Mataji? Alright. Srila Prabhupada Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.